all morning long. We have enjoyed a live music Friday. Donnie Brown, along with the members of his band, Hank Horton, Kay Ranker O'Neill, and Abby Hoffman, have been performing here live in Studio S, all behind Donnie's new EP called Hess Street. Right now, let's hear the band and The Night I Fell For You.
And the night was cool. I was a nervous young man walking into a school for a dance in the gym. As the band was about to begin, and I waited to decide a while. I was lost in the music when there with a smile you walk through the door. As the couples paired off on the floor, and I remember you stood there with that dress on, and my heart felt a love so true. Everyone I knew was aware that I was falling. You stood there with that dress on, and my heart, it sang every love song it knew. The night I fell for you. I wasn't sure what I should say. I would feel like a fool if you turned me away, so I stayed on my own. While you sat over there all alone, and I thought about it far too long. And the band said that this is our very last song, so I took a chance, and I walked up and asked you to dance. And I remember you stood there with that dress on, and I held out my hand to you, and everyone we knew was aware that I
Night I Fell For You. Donnie Brown, Abby Hoffman, Kay Ranker O'Neill, and Hank Horton on bass Welcome to Current State. You guys are making it really special here today. We're
Thank you for having us.
Grateful you're here. Donnie, you got a new EP out, Hess Street. It's the street you grew up on in Saginaw, and you associate that house, that modest little middle American house, with music. How exactly?
Well, it was everywhere. I have come from a family of seven, so I have six siblings, and my parents were kind enough to buy a stereo for the oldest ones, and it was constantly playing. So there were LPs and EPs and everything everywhere.
So you look at the image of that house.
Yes.
And what's the first music that comes to mind when you think of that?
I just think of my I think of my mother and my father. My mother making me sing in the choir at St. George's Catholic Church, and my father walking around humming a song, whistling something, singing some Dixieland tune or something. There was just a ton of music in the house constantly.
There's a very nostalgic feel to what we just heard. Is there a nostalgic feel amongst the other four songs
Sure. For sure there is. Well, I mean, the first song is a modern rock tune, something that I'd written, but I think that the EP just has like this amalgam of influences that of things that I heard in my house that I loved, and kind of they came out of me in my own songs. And so, yes, there definitely is.
All originals.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, wow, did you ever feel marginalized as a drummer? Because to see somebody sing, play guitar, know that you write the songs, but your roots, I guess, are in drumming.
Yes,
talk to
absolutely.
Us about that. Did you ever feel marginalized as a drummer?
No. You know, fortunately in the band, I had a strong musical input, and so but I wish I had, and I say this to everybody out there, start playing a melodic instrument early so that you can, you know, get your writing chops up. And you know, things will come out of you easier once you have that in your hand.
When did you start playing the drums?
I started playing the drums at about 6 years old. My brother, my two older brothers both had bands, and ours was the band house. So my mother and father helped, you know, carry their band's equipment downstairs, and then they'd have band practice after we had a family dinner, and there'd be this music coming up from the basement, and I got to hear Can't Get Enough of Your Love from Bad Company so many times. And then
74.
And so I was like, well, you know, I got to go downstairs and I got to learn that beat for that song. So there was just like
You had some supportive parents.
My father would walk down the stairs, and he would get down halfway down the stairs and peek down and look at everybody, and instead of saying, you know, we're gonna stop,
turn
soon,
that crap
he would
down.
Say he yeah. would he would be like, you know, I want to hear it a little bit more, so bring it out. So
oh my gosh. That's amazing.
And he's still that
support.
Way. My father is 88 years old, and he is still in love with music.
How can people get Hess Street?
They can pick that up at Bandcamp. If you type in Bandcamp Hess Street, and it's H-E-S-S and then S-T period, it'll come up. It comes up on iTunes as well. You can pick it up there. And then I'm going to be playing a few shows here and there. I'm going to be playing at the Charlotte Performing Arts Center at their grand reopening, where they're going to announce their season. And that is Wednesday, June 17th. And the lovely Abby Hoffman is going to be playing with me as well. She's going to be featured.
You guys just sound so tight and so good to hear.
This is Hank's first time playing with me.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Well, he's a hired gun.
Yes, he is.
He's such an experienced hired gun that you can get Hank to sound good, to make everybody sound better.
That's why
I
got him here.
It's about his fourth time on Current State, for crying out loud. He's with this guy and that guy and everybody. How are you going to measure the success of a five-song self-produced EP? How do you do that?
That was never my goal. There's not a measuring of success. Honestly, it's what I want it to do is exactly what I'm doing right now. Is I want to play it for people who are listening to music and who care about music still, and get their reaction. And it's been very extremely fulfilling. I've gotten so many great vibes and great input and great feedback from people. Just that it's making me hungry.
It's already a success.
It is. Honestly, the finishing of it was a success. If you ask my wife, just the fact that I finished it was a success.
You're gigging. You said you're gigging with Abby. Are you gigging with the other three on
Abby
a regular basis?
Abby is going to be playing an opening set of her own material. That's why she's playing. But she's also going to be in my band along with Kay and Hank at that June 17th date. But that'll be a full band. I'll have the rest of the guys there, too. We'll have percussion and drums and guitar and keyboards and the whole shebang.
Now, is Verve Pipe still an entity to
Yes, they are. I'm no longer with the band, but yes, they are.
Okay. Do people talk about Verve Pipe more than you'd like? I mean...
No. You know, not really. No.
No, basically not. You know, it's easy to assume that, you know, you've moved on. There's still a Verve Pipe, but you're not a part of it. It's easy to assume that people are constantly taking you back in time and you want to move forward, you know.
Well, I was there for all of it, so I remember it, and I was sober, so.
What's beyond this? How long are you going to be promoting Hess Street? And I mean, have you already got new songs that you've written since?
Yes, I've got a bunch of new songs. Some of the people in this room have heard some of them, and some of other people have heard none of them. So I've got a big catalog of stuff that I've been writing for years and trying to shape. I'm very particular about what I want. And so I will dissect a song that has been sitting around for 3 years and rewrite the lyrics again. That's exactly what happened with Night I Fell, the song we just played. I wrote that and performed that maybe two other times with totally different lyrics. And it never felt right. And then I got together with my good friend, Mr. Ed Groves, and he's a great lyric writer. And we just bashed that out. We really battled it out, you know. It has to make sense. It has to be a chronological story song. So other songs that I'm writing mean something to me, and people can have it mean anything to them. So
Is there we've just got a few seconds.
Yeah.
Is there a single song you really, really, really wish you had written?
Oh, no. There's 3 million songs that I wish I'd really written.
Okay.
But I can tell you right now, If I Fell by the Beatles. When that song, from the first time I heard it as a child, just the change of the guitar chord at the beginning from major to minor and everything, I don't know what it did to me. And then John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and then I probably had a crush on some girl at the time.
And those tight harmonies.
Yeah.
I mean, that song's been covered many, many times. Yeah. Well, we're going to have you guys play us out after I remind our listeners that Monday on Current State, we take you to the Turner Dodge House in Lansing, and we get to know LSO music director Tim Muffett here in our profile series. On Tuesday, Judy Putnam, who's leaving her post with the Michigan League for Public Policy to return to her journalism roots as columnist for the Lansing State Journal. The executive producer of Current State is Peter Wharf. Big thanks to our team, Kevin Lavery, Drew Hill, thank you, Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, and April Van Buren. Past episodes at WKAR.org or subscribe to our podcast. I'll stop talking so we can hear more from Donnie Brown and his band on Current State on WKAR.
When the entertainment is done, when all the guests have gone, then when the night is through, I'll be sitting by my phone and I'll wait to hear from you. So baby, just call me any day or night, baby, call me. Call me and I'll come do it right away. You leave a message if you must. I'm so full of lust, I hope you didn't hear that. Call me any day or night, baby, call me. Call me, pick up the phone and call me again tonight.